This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 304, with special guest Glennon Doyle Melton, and I hope you feel inspired and enjoy the show.
One of the things that people ask me the most is this. They say, Glennon, how do I find my purpose? So I've been thinking about this, and I think one of the reasons why we don't find our purpose is that the only questions we ask ourselves is what makes us happy. But what if we got curious about what makes us uncomfortable? Okay, I think there are all of our emotions are instructive, right? Even the uncomfortable ones, especially the uncomfortable ones. So for example, let's talk about one of those uncomfortable emotions that can be instructive, like envy. Okay, envy is an uncomfortable emotion we feel every day. We pretend we don't because we think we shouldn't. But what if instead of treating envy like a hot potato, we treated it like a professor? Okay, what if we sat with it? Let me tell you this, when I was drinking all the time, if someone handed me a book that was written by a woman and said, this book is beautiful, you have to read it, I would not read it. I could not read it. I mean, first of all, because it would have been very blurry, but also because something about looking at the words that another woman had written felt like looking straight at the sun. I just couldn't do it because part of me knew that a healthier, braver, better version of myself could do that. I knew I could do that. I could write like that, but I wasn't. And there's nothing more painful than seeing someone doing what you were created to do and not doing it. So what if instead of rejecting envy, we actually sat with it and tried to learn from it? Because what if envy is actually a flashing arrow pointing us directly towards what we were made to create on this earth? So today, I would ask you to, instead of treating these uncomfortable emotions like hot potatoes, just treat them like traveling professors. That they just come and they knock on our door and they come in and teach us what we need to know about ourselves and about our purpose. Thank you, School of Greatness.